Good morning. Today is 1st of March 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares fell slightly on Thursday to extend losses for the third day running as geopolitical worries persisted and investors awaited the release of GDP numbers and fiscal deficit data. Also, amid rising uncertainties, traders squared off their positions on eve of expiry of February series derivative contracts. BSE Sensex ended the session down 38 points, while Nifty slid 14 points. Hero MotoCorp, Maruti Suzuki, Ultratech Cement, Eicher Motors and TCS fell 2-4% in the Nifty pack, while GAIL, BPCL, Coal India, Vedanta and ONGC climbed 2-5%. Cues from Asia and Europe were tepid amid a slew of negative catalysts. Recent optimism around the US-China talks faded after US Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said that China needs to go beyond pledging to buy more US goods to reach to a long-term trade agreement. A summit between US President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended with no agreement after North Korea reportedly wanted all sanctions on it lifted in exchange, something the US was not prepared to do. A report showed that China's manufacturing sector shrank in February for the third straight month, rekindling investor worries over growth. News update. Gross domestic product, GDP, at constant prices grew by 6.6% for the December quarter, lower than the 6.8% anticipated by economists, and the 7% growth reported in the September quarter. Infosys on February 13, Kiran Mazumdar Shaw, lead independent director of the company, had inadvertently, through her portfolio management services, sold 1,600 shares of company without obtaining procurements of trade. REC board Thursday decided to approve an interim dividend of 11 rupees per equity share, also increased its overall market borrowing limit to 85,000 crore rupees, from the earlier 60,000 rupees for the current financial year. Kotak Mahindra Bank revised marginal cost of funds-based lending rate downwards by up to 5 basis points. Tata Metalics board approved capacity expansion of the pipe unit from 2 LTPA to 4 LTPA, along with augmentation of the mini blast furnace capacity and installation of a new 15 MW power plant at its meeting held on February 27. Market view. Nifty opened with the gains of 49 points, but soon paired opening gains, to spend most part of the session in a defined range. Nifty index finally ended with a minor loss of 14 points at 10,792 mark. In yesterday's session, Nifty's open became the session high and ended up forming a bearish belt hold candle on the daily chart. Recent moves suggest 10,880 level can act as strong resistance levels for very short term, while 10,950 to 11,000 is strong resistance zone for short to medium term. While on downside, recent low of 10,585 can act as strong support zone. For intraday support can be seen near 10,735, 10,678 and 10,605 levels. While resistance can be seen near 10,860, 10,910 and 10,965 levels. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.